Shining Night is the benefit that is being done for KBAQ. So thank you for that. That's,
you're welcome.
If I'm not mistaken, that's the same name as the film that came out, what, 3 years ago?
Yes, exactly. About 4 years ago, right? It's won a number of best documentary awards from Michael Stillwater, and it gave me an opportunity to talk about my life and talk about the importance of things that are really important to me, including poetry, which I read every day, and I've started all of my classes for nearly 50 years, each class at USC, with a poem. It's one of the reasons I got into choral music, because it combines the most personal of instruments, the human voice, and my second great love, which is poetry. And for those of your listeners who know my output over the years, they includes 8 large vocal cycles, all multi-movement works connected with one poetic theme, oftentimes by one poet, such as Rilke or Robert Graves, or one idea, such as Night, where I combine Shining Night by A.G. and then poems by about Night by Neruda and Rilke. Anyway, it's been a joyous thing for me all over these years to just quietly, and very quietly for the most part, all these years writing music. And then things really became sort of mega in the 90s after Omanium, and then the Rose Songs, and the Lux Eterna, and then later on Shining Night. And it's very gratifying to me to see how it's connected with people around the world. And this is something that's very important to me, too. I'm not writing in a vacuum. I am choosing my text very, very carefully, and ones that relate, I think, to the human condition in a lot of ways. We're talking about loves or the loss of love, or beauty in nature, like Shining Night or the Neruda, but based upon poem that absolutely leaves you breathless. I mean, for the opening line of the Neruda I set in translation, it says, "When I die, I want your hands upon my eyes. I want to feel their gentleness one more time." I mean, you just, and it goes on, and you just can't get any better than that. It's just, the poetry that I choose and set, to me, touches me very, very deeply, and I think one of the reasons for the popularity of my music is because it is based upon poems by some of the world's greatest poets. I want to commend your station and the support of your listeners for sponsoring that concert. Classical radio stations such as yours are essential to our life, I feel, and I've, over the years, certainly put my money where my mouth is on that and helped to support that, and I urge your listeners certainly to continue to do that. I mean, how wonderful it is to get up in the morning and turn on classical music. It's just, and to have it throughout the day whenever one wants. And stations such as yours need desperately our support.
Morton, thanks so much.
You got it. Thanks so much, Drew.